This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Monday Russia will ask NATO to clarify whether it intends to implement key security commitments after Moscow said the alliance's response to its demands did not go far enough. Russia has forced the U.S.-led defense alliance and the 57-member Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to negotiate over regional security by massing around 100,000 troops near Ukraine while denying it plans to invade. Russia has demanded NATO pull back troops and weapons from Eastern Europe and bar its neighbor Ukraine, a former Soviet state, from ever joining. Washington and its NATO allies reject that position, but said they are ready to discuss other topics such as arms control and confidence-building measures. Security forces fired tear gas to try to disperse thousands of people protesting against military rule in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on Sunday in defiance of a ban on demonstrations. Crowds got within 2 kilometers of the presidential palace on the banks of the Blue Nile before security forces blocked their way, according to a Reuters reporter. There was no immediate statement from the military rulers, who have been trying to contain a series of protests across Sudan since they took power October 25th. Armed soldiers and military vehicles were deployed across the city for the first time in recent weeks in an apparent show of force. Pictures and footage of rallies in other towns and cities across Sudan were posted on social media. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities are rushing to prevent an oil spill in eastern Thailand from damaging fragile corals after officials said on Sunday the leak that began last week was drifting towards more coastal areas. The country's Minister of Natural Resources and the Environment says it is crucial to try to prevent the main mass of oil from reaching the shore near a popular resort island. The oil began leaking from a pipeline late on Tuesday. Before it was brought under control, an estimated 50,000 liters of oil escaped into the ocean about 20 kilometers from the coastline of eastern Thailand, and some oil came ashore there late on Friday. The latest satellite image from the government shows the oil spill has spread to cover 67 square kilometer area of the sea. Most of the oil had formed a thin film rather than a thick oil slick, according to a Navy spokesman citing aerial photographs. Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen thanked democratic nations for their support of their island in her Lunar New Year message on Sunday and pledged to, quote, stride out into the world, sounding a defiant note in the face of unrelenting Chinese pressure. China, which claims the democratically ruled island as its own territory, has increased military activity around Taiwan over the past 2 years and stepped up efforts to limit its international role, lambasting those who have sought to support Taipei or strengthen ties with it. In a short pre-recorded video message a day before the eve of Lunar New Year on Monday, the formal start of the most important holiday in the Chinese-speaking world, Tsai expressed appreciation for growing international support for Taiwan. The northern Irish city of Londonderry began commemoration Sunday of one of the darkest days in modern British history when 50 years ago troops without provocation killed 13 unarmed civil rights protesters. The anniversary of Bloody Sunday comes with Northern Ireland's fragile peace destabilized by Brexit and with families of the victims angry over whether the soldiers involved will ever face trial. Members of the British Parachute Regiment fired more than 100 high-velocity rounds on January 30th, 1972 at demonstrators in Londonderry, known as Derry to pro-Irish nationalists. Prime Minister Boris Johnson this week called Bloody Sunday, quote, a tragic day in our history, but his government is pushing legislation that critics say amounts to amnesty for all killings during Northern Ireland's 3 decades of sectarian unrest, including by security forces. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.